Now, the government has told us to embrace the idea of an outdoor summer. However, there are growing fears of people taking to the water to try new activities without knowing the risks. Reid O'Connell is chairperson of O'Brien's Bridge Kayaking Club, and she has noticed an increase in the number of people taking up the sport without any knowledge of the necessary safety precautions. She feels that this is an accident waiting to happen. And Reid O'Connell joins me on the line. Reid, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Good to talk to you. Water sports, of course, very, very popular, and you just love to be out there.
Yes, I suppose just even just during the lockdown, I've been out on the water a lot here on the Shannon, in and around Limerick City and up around UL, and of course now with the extension of the 20 kilometres, I'm out around the O'Brien's Bridge Castleconnell area. And just to say, my background is I'm a kayak instructor, and so I've been trained in the basics of safety. And I've noticed, you know, I suppose with the fine weather, a lot of people, and we're all staycationing now, that we're a lot of people out in the water with maybe stand-up paddle boards or sit-on-top kayaks and that. And I just know from looking at them that they're new to this. And I suppose my message is for people that are new to this. Obviously, if you're very experienced on the water, that's a different matter. But I suppose I have a quick checklist for people that I'll just say some of the things I've noticed. Like last week, I saw a young family out, and none of them were wearing buoyancy aids. And there was a little girl or little boy with her father. You know, I won't say where this was now, but
yeah.
And the way they were dressed as well, they didn't have any wetsuits on. So if they fell in, or if one of them fell in, and none of them were wearing buoyancy aids, like do they know what the temperature of the water is? Or what constitutes very cold water? At the moment, it's about 10 degrees, and that still is just on the borderline of what we call very cold water. How long will you survive in very cold water before hypothermia sets in and before you stop being able to swim? I suppose that's a question. So I suppose my questions will be, before you go underwater, do you know what the water temperature is or how long you'd survive in cold water? That's the first question. Do you know what the impact of the cold water will be on you? Have you practiced it? The second question is, what are you wearing? Are you wearing a buoyancy aid so that you'll float if something goes wrong? I mean, obviously, we all go out on the water. We want to have a great time. Maybe it's a little bit of a family outing. But if you're wearing a buoyancy aid, you greatly increase your chances of being able to rescue yourself if something goes wrong. Okay? So that's the first thing. Please, if you're new to this, do not go out without a buoyancy aid. And the other thing then about what you're wearing is, what clothes are you wearing? Are you wearing clothes that if you fell off your board or fell off your boat, will they weigh you down? And also, are you wearing neoprene, a wetsuit, so that if you did fall in, that you'll be able to withstand the cold long enough to get to the bank? So that's my second question is, what are you wearing? The third question then is, what's the weather? And I suppose the key thing we're looking for here is the wind. Doesn't matter. I don't care if it's slogging rain out of the heavens. That's not going to hurt you.
Yes.
But if the wind is strong, have you checked the wind? Do you know which direction it's blowing in? If you can you control your boat or your board if there's a sudden gust of wind? If you take a swim, if you fall off, will the wind blow your boat away from you? Because the current is maybe blowing, you're travelling in the other direction with the current, and within 5 or 10 seconds while you're getting your bearings, suddenly your boat is maybe 10 metres or 5 metres away from you. And even if you swim towards it, you're not going to be able to bridge that gap. So you just need to kind of be aware of those basic things.
The weather, the wind, the clothing, the temperature. Let's just refer back to if you watched Saving Lives at Sea, the story about the Ornoli in Ireland and the UK. There was that incident up in Loch Derg last year where two very experienced kayakers went out. Dark skies, wind was low, and it changed suddenly. So even if it's not windy when you go out, it can sweep up behind you very quickly. Local knowledge obviously is very important as well, Breed.
So now you're getting to the nitty gritty of it. Yes, Like, there's a huge difference between going out on a river. Let's say the section of water in O'Brien's Bridge or down towards Castleconnell there. It's a fairly narrow stretch of the Shannon. And if you look at the forecast and you see there's a wind speed of 4 metres per second, you kind of know what that is and you know you can manage it on the craft that you're on. Okay. You put the same craft out in Loch Derg and it's a completely different story. There's the wind can be much more powerful on the lake. You can get blown out away from the bank so that you're not able to get back in. I would not be recommending that anybody who's new to this goes out on a lake because it's a much more risky situation. And that's even before we talk about the sea, that's a completely different ball game again because you have tides to consider. But I suppose in my own locality here, it's Shannon Paddlers is the name of the club and we're located in O'Brien's Bridge. But as I say, I paddle all the way into the city and that's kind of, I suppose, the turf that I'm on. So, and I don't feel that I have the freedom to approach somebody on the water and say, listen, sorry, but you know, you see the way the wind is there and I notice you're not wearing a buoyancy aid, you know, because that might not be welcome. And I don't see myself doing that, but I just wanted to raise awareness and ask people to go through this little bit of a checklist before you go out. Wear a buoyancy aid, check the weather, know you can cope in the wind, know the water temperature. And if something goes wrong, do you know that you can manage? Have you practiced? If you have a board or a boat, have you practiced falling off in deep water where there's somebody there that can step in and help you? And do they know that they can help you? Do you know what to do?
Yes. And of course, capsizing and refloating yourself and all of that, all part of the training. Training, of course, you see, Breed, the way I see this is, and I think we're all guilty of it in a way that we've been through so much over the past 15 months, we all want to try something new. And we're going to go, people are going to go headlong into it without researching it, not looking it up, and they'll get in trouble. Training is important. But of course, then training was also hampered by COVID. And you could have been safely, I presume, out on the water in O'Brien's Bridge, you believe.
Sorry, I'll repeat it. You could be,
Training. I mean, it would have been a pretty safe environment if only two people were out kayaking.
It can be, but here's the key. If you're used to it, if you've done it before, if you know that you've practiced, what's your body type, for instance? Mm-hmm. How long can you withstand cold water? Are you an agile person who's strong enough to remount a boat? We have a long waiting list of people. Because of COVID, we're not able to offer training to people. And it's a lot of people, we've a lot of people waiting to do safety training and to be able to know how to control their boat. But we're not able to offer it because of the restrictions at the moment. And that's my real concern is that people haven't got the opportunity to do the classes. So, it's not a one-size-fits-all, Pat. You could go out there and you could be a very fit, strong person who's well able to manage and has a lot of experience of the water. You might never have owned a boat before, but if something goes wrong, you have the resources to manage it. Or you could be somebody who is not fit, who hasn't ever maybe done much fitness. You might be a little bit, unsure of the terrain, as it were, and not know what you're doing. And here's the difficulty. If you're not used to this, you won't know what you don't know until something goes wrong.
Until it happens, exactly. Yeah. In terms of training, though, just to go back on that, I know that you haven't been able to. You probably could have safely carried out some training sessions. At what point will you be back in action, do you believe? What's the indication in terms of clubs returning to the water?
Well, that's it. You see, we won't know that. We're hoping to be able to offer training classes when the next round of restrictions lifts. That will mean, hopefully, that we'll be able to go out in groups of 15, as they call it, a pod of 15. So we would have two instructors on the water and then a group of 13 learners. And take people through a set of four classes with a fifth then that focuses completely on safety. Obviously, safety is built into all the classes. And people are there with two instructors and they jump off their boats and then they are there with support and are shown not just how to get back on, but how to help someone else to get back on. And the shock of cold water when it hits you for the first time, if you're not used to it, you really don't want to be experiencing that when you're out in the middle of a river with maybe no support, no buoyancy aid, and no wetsuit. That's just not safe.
Isn't the natural, sorry Breed for cutting across you, the natural reflex when you hit cold water is to inhale, and when you inhale you're going to take in water. That is the big fear.
That is the big fear. It's called cold water shock. People don't know about it, and it hits you unexpectedly. So that if you fall off your boat or out of your boat or off your board and you experience cold water shock, you can inhale water, and that's really serious. Okay, the good news, the best case scenario, if you fall into the water and it's very cold and you're not used to it, is that you're able to manage long enough to get yourself either back on your craft or to the bank before hypothermia sets in. And that depends on how used your body is to the cold water. Like, you have cold water swimmers there and they can stay in cold water for a long time. You have somebody who's never been in cold water before and they may only manage for a matter of minutes. So you need to know before you get out there, Pat.
Yes.
If something goes wrong here, where's the bank? How far is it? What way is the wind blowing? Will the wind blow me towards the bank? What kind of a bank will it be when I get there? Will I be able to get out of the water? How far am I from my clothes, my dry clothes? Those are the kinds of questions people don't think of asking. And this isn't in any way to kind of point a finger at anybody at all. It's just, if you're new to anything, if I was to go rock climbing tomorrow, I wouldn't know what I was doing. But if I'm with somebody who knows the terrain and who knows, well, she's not wearing the right shoes there now and she doesn't have whatever other equipment she needs to keep herself safe, well, that's where the classes come in, Pat. I suppose that's where we're all caught at the moment, aren't we?
You wouldn't want to say to somebody, well, you don't have the right buoyancy aid. But at the same time, you would love for someone to say to you, no, Breed, you haven't got the right shoes for climbing. You take that in the spirit in which it was intended. With the warm weather, and last weekend, and there were a few tragedies last weekend with the warm weather, people just want to get out, they want the fresh air, they want to get into the water, and they do it without thinking. An awful lot has been done in terms of water safety in this country, between TV programmes and Water Safety Ireland and all of that, but people will still do their own thing. It is about education, but some people don't want to be educated, unfortunately.
Well, look, all you can do really is just ask the question, do you know if you could manage if something went wrong? And here is a basic checklist for you that will greatly increase your chances of being able to manage if something goes wrong. Wear a buoyancy aid, check the weather, especially the wind, know the water temperature and dress for it.
And ask someone local as well, and tell someone that you're going out, because the sea is different, the lake is different to what you guys have down in O'Brien's Bridge, and the river might look lovely and calm and all of that, but if you see somebody, especially a fisherman or somebody out walking, ask them, is this a safe place to go kayaking or swimming or whatever it is? They will know. What about the future then in terms of water sports? Are people, have you found, Breed, getting more and more interested?
Well, yes is the answer to that. I mean, my background is that I'm 62 now. I began kayaking for the first time when I was 55. And I just loved it so much that I actually started a dragon boat club for breast cancer survivors. And then I started this kayak club because I noticed, our motto is wellness on the water. And I just wanted to open up access to the water for people, maybe even of mature years, who wouldn't normally find their way there. I get phone calls all the time from people who say, well, the children are, I always took the children out, surfing or, sit on tops or whatever. But I never really tried it myself. And I'm looking out at the water now and I'd love to be able to do it. So those are the kind of inquiries we get. And it's very important then that if you want to be able to enjoy the therapeutic benefits of being out on the water, and it is absolutely wonderful, Pat, but you need to be able to do it safely, I suppose.
So
and that's kind
know
of
all the pointers. Ask someone, join a club, get trained by a club, even if you're from another area, whatever it is, but at least have the essential information. Breed, I hope you have a wonderful summer down there, wonderful weather.
Too.
And thank you very much indeed for all that wonderful information this morning. Breed O'Connell there, chairperson of the O'Brien's Bridge Kayaking Club, and of course Paddlers, the Shannon Paddlers, established I think it was 3 years ago now, the stage in 2018.